Hey guys, welcome to the third audio of reading your guys' comments. So to start off, we've got Zach Frick commented on the rebellious popular girl takes you to her party audio and said, I'll put this in my well, you're quite lonely there, aren't you, bud, playlist. I am honored to be on your well, you're quite lonely there, aren't you, bud, playlist. So thank you. Let's see. Next, we've got, this is a comment on the meeting a flirty psycho vampire audio. And Bowed says, was I the only one who expected some Dracula accent shit? I thought about doing that. I considered doing a Dracula accent for about 5 seconds before recording that audio, and I was like, nope. Because I can just imagine the like to dislike ratio on that. I can't do a Dracula accent. I can't do any accent, honestly. So that would not have turned out well. Thank goodness I did not do a Dracula accent. let's see. Next we have Unknown commented on the going camping and sharing a tent with your ex-girlfriend audio. It was good until she was like, let's go see what that was. That's how you die in horror movies, you donut. I have never heard the word donut as an insult, but I gotta say, out of all the possible insults, I would say donut is a pretty good one. but yeah. I think that if it were a horror movie, she would 100% be the first person to die. Okay, let's see. Next, we've got George Hamilton commented on the You Tell Your Crush That You're a Superhero audio and said, yeah, I'm freaked out and also amazed and incredibly intrigued, Afterglow said calmly. Okay. It's hard being anything but calm in an ASMR audio because it's not like you can express a whole lot of emotion because you can't yell or, you know, shout or anything. So give me a break, okay? I tried my best to sound amazed and intrigued while also speaking at a low volume. let's see. Okay, next we've got Almond commented, Almond approves. Thank you for your approval, Almond. Egg Salad commented on Rebellious Popular Girl Hangs Out in Your Room Part 3 to Series. Me watches this and the other Rebel Girl audios. Also me, patiently waiting for the prom ep. I am excited for the prom episode. I've started writing the script, so I don't think it'll be too long a wait. Should be coming up pretty soon. I'm glad you like that series. Then we have, so this is a comment on Pirate Girl Rescues You and Welcomes You Aboard Her Ship. Damasco Gamer said, I'm proud of the amount of Pirates of the Caribbean jokes and quotes here. Me too. There was a surprising amount of Pirates of the Caribbean jokes and quotes on that pirate audio. And funny enough, what inspired me to like make that audio was I had just rewatched the Pirates of the Caribbean movies and I was like, I totally want to make a pirate audio. Daniel Bleasdale commented on the part 8 to the vampire series and said, this needs to be renewed for at least 2 more seasons. This could go on and I'd be here for all of it, haha. I hate that I just listened to all 8 back to back. I need more of this more than I need any show I'm watching. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you're that into the vampire series. Ms. Crazy commented on the camping audio and said, not that there's anything anybody can do about it, but I wish there were a way the audio could mind read my responses, lol. That would be so cool. Maybe technology will reach that level someday. Divine Nightmare commented on the camping audio, "I purposely waited till tonight to watch this since I'm literally camping with my family, so I'm in the perfect setting for this." That is so cool. I hope you are having or had a great camping trip. Tyler Todd commented on the best friend confesses to you on your wedding day and said, "I just can't listen to something as awkward as this. I'm sorry." It's okay. I completely understand. I couldn't listen to something that awkward. It was unbearable editing that audio. It's unbearable editing all of my audios. I hate listening to them. It's kind of torture. And what sucks is that I'm like, you know, posting transcripts of my audios, for one of the, Patreon tiers, and I deleted all of my old scripts, so I have to re-listen to every audio and type out the script as I listen. So I'm having to re-listen to all of my audios, and I hate it with all of my being. Let's see. Next comment, we've got The Nothing commented on the camping audio, "That sounds like a moose, but if it is a bear, I will eat it." Okay. Nappyhead_loner commented, "This has made me want an escaping serial killer ASMR roleplay." Part of me actually really likes that idea, and I kind of want to do it. But at the same time, I can't really see a lot of people enjoying that because it's not a very relaxing situation to fall asleep to. But then again, a lot of my audios are not relaxing situations to fall asleep to. So maybe I will do a serial killer ASMR. I don't know. Probably not. We'll see. Okay, so on the camping audio, Sarah commented, "That's so crazy. That's exactly what happened between me and Harry Styles last night." Sarah, you are living the Wattpad life. What's it like to be YN? Let me know. Callrock3 commented, "At this point, it's not even ASMR, lol. Nothing wrong with that. It's just that my objective has changed from falling asleep to seeing how it ends." Yeah, I totally agree. I'm drifting from ASMR. I don't know what my audios are anymore, honestly. I need to, I have a couple audios planned that are more like, I don't know, back to the roots of ASMR. So more relaxing and less like plot based. But, the thing is, actually, I think a lot of my favorite ASMR audios, you know, made by other creators are not very, like, typical ASMR. They're more like, I don't know, not very relaxing. Just more like, you know, where you get invested in the plot or whatever. So I think I'll keep doing, like, a combination of relaxing stuff and then like more plot based kind of stuff. Okay, I'm not gonna finish reading this name. commented, "You should make a ASMR based off of Outer Banks." That is such a good idea. I kind of want to. I love that show. And season 2 comes out tomorrow at the time that I'm recording this. So that's exciting. I cannot wait. Tanner commented, "Your voice is perfect in the production value, the sound effects / props, and the way you use different distances to add to the realism is all fantastic." Thank you so much, Tanner. I love getting comments like this. It means a lot to me. Fritz Gem commented on the camping audio, "Enemies to lovers. But, didn't you say they never stopped loving each other? So aren't they technically lovers to lovers?" Touche. Let's see. Comma 28 commented, zippers are going to be my next favorite trigger. I know, there were so many zipper sound effects in that audio because of the opening and closing the tent repeatedly. When making it or when editing it, I kept thinking like, okay, these zippers are going to get really obnoxious because it's like constant. I mean, every 2 minutes, the tent is being unzipped or zipped. And lastly, we've got Chickers, who commented, patrons seeing this lovely audio first in the funny bloopers, lol. Thank you, Chickers. Also, thank you for low-key advertising my Patreon. I appreciate it. Okay, so that is going to be all. Thank you guys for commenting so that I can make this audio. And I guess I'll do another one next week. I hope you guys are having a good weekend. Bye, everyone.